Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 43, Moses' song, part 10. Well, actually, it's the conclusion, the triumphant conclusion of this song. God is now bringing it to an end. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 43. In the previous section, God has spoken of his victory over the pagans, his exaltation and blessing of Israel. Of course, he's spoken about the judgment upon his people too. And Israel has had to sing about this. And then we come to this final, glorious, triumphant statement. Rejoice, O nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants. He will take vengeance on his enemies and make atonement for his land and people. Deuteronomy 32, verse 43. This is the note that's ringing in their ears as they come to the conclusion of this song, down the decades, down the centuries after these days. Now, the translation here is disputed. The manuscript is disputed. The various versions of this, the renderings of these words, they vary. And it's difficult to know whether God is calling on the Gentiles, the pagans, to rejoice at his vindication of his people, Israel. That's how it can read. This is how the NIV reads it. Rejoice, O nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and so on. Or is it God calling on the pagans to cause Israel to rejoice? Rejoice, make his people rejoice, O nations. There's the footnote. It's the nations being called upon to make, to encourage, to act in such a way that will make Israel rejoice. Or is it, as another rendering could have it, that God is calling upon the heavens to rejoice with his blessing over Israel? And then again we get Romans 15 verse 10, where Paul uses this verse, the Septuagint version, for the calling of the Gentiles into Christ and so on. But that's how he uses it in the New Covenant. So you get these various renderings. But the very simple fact is, the clearest fact is, stands out, that there is rejoicing here. Rejoicing, and it's joined with Israel. Rejoice with his people. God will avenge the blood of his servants. They've suffered. They've met trouble and dishonor and disappointment, and worse, they've met persecution, even exile in years to come. But God would have mercy upon them. We know in the exile they did return and so on. And the call here is really for the Gentiles, the nations, to witness, surely, this rejoicing for Israel. God making atonement for his land and his people. God will take vengeance on his enemies. Now, what are we to say here? Well, see the difference between Israel and the pagans. You can see the difference here. There are nations here, pagans, Gentiles, and then there is Israel. It's the other way around, isn't it? There's Israel. And then there's the pagans. And there's a difference between the two. There's a divide between the two. And the only way they can come together is for the pagan to become an Israelite in the Old Covenant, to become a proselyte, to submit to the Jewish system, to be circumcised and join the Jewish nation. Otherwise, they were outside the pale of Israel. Now, when we come into the New Covenant, let's apply this to the New Covenant. Is there a difference between the believer and the unbeliever? There's a great gulf fixed between the two. Is there a difference between the church, the ecclesia, and the world? There is a great gulf fixed in the New Covenant. You can't miss it. Come ye out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. The people I most respect, if you like, in history, church history, are the separatists. Those who left England because they wanted to be separate from the state church and separate from all the system of bishopric and all the rest of it. And it cost them dear, but they were a separatist people. Come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. They knew it. They knew they couldn't mingle pagans and the church. Now I see all that breaking down today. We're all one together. We gather together in public assemblies, public worship. Churches are really conglomerations now of believers and unbelievers. But this cannot be so. Look at the old covenant. Israel had to stay separate. And God is emphasizing that in this song here. He's emphasized it throughout Deuteronomy. And we must emphasize it too. There is this distinction. And there's only one solution for the pagan. There was only one solution for the pagan in the Old Covenant, to become a Jew. Unbeliever, there's only one solution. You must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. How did Christ open his ministry? Mark chapter 1, 14 and 15. He went to Galilee. What did he do? He went preaching, proclaiming the good news. What good news? Repent and believe. Repent and believe. This is still the old gospel. You must be born again. You must come to repentance and faith. You must trust the Savior. You must yield to him. You must join him and his people. In the right spiritual sense, be united to Christ. Nothing else will do. And I close with this note. The pagans may seem to triumph. They seem to ride roughshod over Israel. The pagans seem to be winning today. But it is not so. Rejoice, O nations, with his people, says God. Well, however you translate it, Israel comes out triumphant. Why? Because God is triumphant. He will avenge the blood of his servants. He will take vengeance. We don't want to be on the wrong side here, my friend. Why do I say that? Well, I believe that when Germany was invading Norway in the Second World War, it made out it was coming to defend Norway against the British. And in the higher echelons of the Norwegian government, the point was made when they were talking to each other, we don't want to be on the wrong side in this war. Which is the wrong side? The German side. We want to be on the right side, whatever the cost. Now, my friend, here in this day, when the gospel is so muddled and so confused, when the churches are so muddled and so confused, it's absolutely vital to be clear here. There is a distinct gap between the believer and the unbeliever. Leave the world side and join Christ. I don't want to talk in terms of a winning side, but Christ will be triumphant. The gospel will triumph. Rejoice with his people. Come now, my friend, and become one of the people of God. And may we, brothers and sisters, show our separateness from the world by living for the glory and praise of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.